good morning to you, or to some, good afternoon or good evening, depending on what time you're listening to this. My name is Kevin Williams, and this is Daily Worship at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. And I'm so happy you're here with us. You know, something that I thought about just a little while ago, that this is just the very fact that the people of God can meet together on a medium such as this and worship together is, if somebody would have told the church 100 years ago that this is one of the ways that the people of God get together, they would probably think that we're crazy and that such a thing would never happen. But yet here it is. And the most awesome thing is, as well, I was thinking about this, that even if we are divided by geographical boundaries, wherever we are, the Spirit of God, as I'm talking to a lot of you, or to some of you, the Spirit of God is speaking the same things to us. And we could be halfway across the world, but yet the Spirit of God binds us. The Holy Spirit unifies us. And that is something that no other group of people in the world can say, that they have us, the Spirit of the living God, that unifies and speaks the same things to us. You know, and I love how the body of Christ is diverse, and it looks very different depending on where you are, but some things are universal, and some things look the same wherever you go, and that is the Spirit of the Lord moving in the midst of His church. Well, I want to start with 1 John chapter 3 this morning. And in our small group in our church, we've been going through 1 John for the past couple of months. And so we're here in chapter 3. And something just very much stuck out to me just these past couple of weeks as I was reading. And I want to start in verse 1 of chapter 3 of 1 John. It says this: "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as He is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." I'll read that again. It says, "The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." Now, as I read this, I had asked myself, what are the works of the devil? What did the Son of God destroy? What did Jesus destroy for us in the works of the devil? Well, as we can see throughout this whole chapter, what John talks about again and again, and the works of the devil are sins and lawlessness. So the works of the devil are sin. And so Jesus has, the reason why He came to us was to destroy the power of sin. The reason why Jesus came to you was to destroy the power of sin in your life. And if you're like me, it just seems there are things in your life that just hold you captive. There are sins in your life that just hold you captive that you want out of there in your flesh or in your spirit, but your flesh just holds on. You know, it says in Romans 6, 12 through 14, you know, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. for sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but over grace, but under grace. I'm so thankful today that the blood of Jesus has covered me and will cover me for the rest of eternity, that he has taken my sins and was the final sacrifice for my sins. And also too today, since Jesus has come to destroy the works of the devil and he's come to destroy sin, the Lord has given us a way out. It says in 1 Corinthians 10, 13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. This way of escape for us is found through the Holy Spirit. You know, it says that that the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, and he convicts the world of sin. It says the Holy Spirit is our guide, that he guides us into all truth, that he speaks for God, that he reveals himself to us and shows us the way to go. And that whenever we are, when our minds are drawn towards the things of sin and the things of the enemy, the Holy Spirit convicts our hearts and gives us strength to withstand temptation in our life. And as I'm sure you have experienced and I have experienced, that we have no power within our flesh and our mortal bodies to withstand sin, but it is only through the Spirit of God that we can overcome those things in our life. But just know and be encouraged today that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil in your life, that Jesus came today to destroy the works of sin in your life. So let us not let sin reign in our mortal body, but let us rely on the power of the Spirit to withstand temptation, for he has given us a way out. And he has given us something far better than the sin in our life. But he has given us himself. He has given us himself. So let us walk with him. Let us abide with him. Let us desire to have hearts that every day purify ourselves. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Jesus, thank you today that it is of no works of my own, Lord, but that you have made me pure in heart, even when my very nature is the opposite. Lord, thank you that you have made us pure of heart, that you are our sacrifice for our sins. Lord, may we love you over the sin in our life. Lord, may we choose you over the sin that so easily ensnares us. Lord, because as we approach you, Lord, we find quickly, Lord, that you are like nothing we have ever experienced, and that you are far better. Lord, thank you that your name, Jesus, breaks the power of the enemy in our life. Lord, so we declare that in song today, that the name of Jesus breaks the power of the enemy in our life. And as Jesus came, he has given us himself, and he has given us victory. He has given us victory over the enemy today. Healing and speak your name. Darkness flees, it has no hold on me. Jesus, most beautiful name that I know, you're the exalted one. Sing this. Lord, thank you that death has been swallowed up in victory. Lord, that we do not have to bear, Lord, the consequences of death. Lord, that you have given us life everlasting. Lord, thank you that you have given us victory over sin. Lord, thank you that we have no, thank you that we have no power within our own to withstand. Thank you that we must rely upon you every second, every hour in this battle. Lord, thank you that you fight this battle for us. Jesus, we love you. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Lord, I pray, Lord, just for victory over sin today in their life. Lord, thank you for the blessings that you have for your children. Lord, I ask, Lord, that we, Lord, would experience those blessings today. Lord, that we would recognize your blessings upon our life. Lord, we love you, Jesus. Lord, we love you and serve you, Lord, not because out of obligation, but because we want to. That we love you. Lord, we want to serve you and to please you. In Jesus' precious name we pray and sing today. Amen.